Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I came hard today.
I've come hard on a Friday.
I'm coming hard.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
Black dong.
Black, please. Thank you. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
I've choked. Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore, too.
I'm going to show you my boots. Because this bitch is behind maintenance.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Resourceful little bitch. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs. Oh my God. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was the montage yesterday. And I was like, well, we need to play that for Rob when he comes back.
I was telling Buck, I'm like, pop me up. I got to play some drops. And he's like, yeah, no, I got you. Watch
Suke
this.
Suggested it yesterday. I'm like, well, Rob usually plays the drops. I'm like, I could just kill his hotkeys. not let him play them.
Yeah, we needed that to run again.
That's everything good I've ever done on the station.
It was fantastic.
In 16 seconds.
And you know what? That's a great...
contribution to society is what that is.
Yes. I know it will never go on a t-shirt, but you're... most underappreciated drop is the Halloween drop.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
We were talking about Halloween and how much we hated it.
Like why that came up, but I just... the disdain in your voice.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. I believe that.
That's good times.
Down in my loins.
Yeah, you're not a big Halloween guy.
Well, I don't like kids.
Well, you turn off the lights and, you know.
Yeah. Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
Refuse to participate in Halloween.
Shut up.
That's right, I do. Yeah. I'm proud of that, too.
Yeah. Well, I remember this year, no one came to my house, not a single person.
I'm a Halloween protester.
I'm sure there are those. Well, it's like the new one is the fentanyl, right? That's the drug dealers are giving out fentanyl in their Halloween candy. So you gotta be very careful about that.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I think there's drugs being dealt in from a house in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
and they all think I'm crazy.
Like who? Just your wife or just
yeah, my neighbors and my wife.
Why is that such a crazy thing?
I don't know. But they laugh at me.
Huh.
But then, okay,
so
here's
what... What leads you to believe that there's drugs?
So the...
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. So the guy that used to live there... So Molly Two Poops, now known as Molly Tenjis.
Yes.
She had an...
I love that she's been rebranded as well.
Well, she should be rebranded.
Yes.
Spend $10,000 on the damn dog.
Molly Tenjis.
You're gonna get a new name. She had a love affair with a dog in this house.
Oh.
So we got to know the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And
was there actual humping, or was it just...
No, they just... Yeah, they just Molly like doesn't like a lot of other dogs, this one she loved.
Well, she's a randy little bitch.
She is. And
resourceful little bitch.
This... We got to know the... I didn't know the guy very well. He was kind of standoffish. But the girl was really nice. And they ended up breaking up or getting divorced or whatever. And she left. The dog is sometimes at the house, sometimes not. But then the guy got a roommate.
Okay.
And once he got a roommate, why I think they're dealing drugs is...
I love, by the way, that this is going to be such a stretch on your part. Two grown men with
not.
A roommate and you're like, drugs!
No, it's not. Well, they are laughing at me, but... there's always people. The new guy walks in and out of there a lot, and he's always walking up and down the street and meeting with. There's a lot of people that show up.
A lot of coming and going at odd times.
A lot of coming.
I've got
and
one
going.
Of those too. We call it the meth house.
Yeah. See.
Is it possible that you've two single guys that are that?
No, and then there's
an active social life.
There's also a lot of really creepy cars.
Yeah.
That. Come and go and park outside.
Really beat up, broken windows. They park a couple doors down and then they walk over.
Come on, Buck knows what's up.
I have the same situation brewing in my neighborhood.
I love that you both have now convinced yourself that there's some sort of illicit drug house in your neighborhood.
Well, then, so this is just last night. We're sitting around having a glass of wine. My wife and I were out back and the neighbors are over and we're talking and they start laughing at me again about it. And I'm like, well, yeah. Be naive. I don't know what to tell you. So I walk Molly Tenji's around there today, literally today.
Yeah.
The hours after they laughed at me. And all of a sudden, that house has a bunch of nice bark dust. And the guy's out there smoking a cigarette. He's always out there smoking heaters.
Okay.
And he for the first time ever, he says something to me. He's like, he just waves or whatever. I'm like, hey, looking pretty nice.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it took me a long time or something like this. I don't know. And
I love that apparently now he's an old prospector. Is from the day. He's like, it's fine. It's a mark test.
Well,
so there's no bias in this story at all.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
Big guy. He's probably in his 30s.
Well, he's got some bark. And apparently he's got a roommate.
But now he likes to. No, this is the roommate guy.
This is not the roommate.
I haven't seen the main guy.
He's
in
probably
a long time.
Dead.
Exactly.
He's probably buried out in the under the new bark dust.
Well, so anyway, they dressed up the house and now I kind of feel bad. Because I saw it today, I'm like, maybe it's not a drug house. Because what drug house tries to dress...
So you're saying that you can't have a nice drug house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you, like, if someone was...
So now you're saying...
Well, if someone was on to you, and that you, like, drug dealers aren't allowed to have nice things, you're making all that drug money.
They don't know anybody's on to them. Although I'm sure there are other people in the neighborhood that have the same idea that I do.
Suspicious.
They're witnessing the same things I am. We talk... I'm out there with my binoculars.
You are that neighbor. You're just out there making sweeping judgments. I love it.
That's right.
Drug house. If you really think it's a drug house, you just need to ask if the guy knows where you can acquire things. Just be vague about it and see what he says.
Hmm.
Be like, hey, man, I don't know.
Yeah, but he knows I live in the neighborhood.
Well, so he's not willing to sell to you?
No. No, he's got to keep it. He's got to keep those two things separate.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I think that...
He's got to be a part of the neighborhood association, but then also deal drugs out at the bus stop.
I would think that the drug guy would be happy to have a client so close to his house.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. How did we get on your neighbor that may or may not be dealing drugs? You were suspicious about something?
I don't remember. Anyway, Tay-Tay's new album drops tonight.
Oh, yeah. And it's called the Tortured Poet something or other.
Yes, it's called the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh my God. Let me just say right now.
Because she's tortured.
Emo girls everywhere. The idea that it's the Tortured Poets Society or whatever.
Department.
Taylor Swift, damn, shit. There are so many emo girls off that title alone that are going to be so hot and bothered over this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. She's the hottest thing going.
Yes.
So this is the album that she mentioned out of the blue at the Grammys?
Something like that.
She was at the Grammys. She got up there. She's like, I just want to announce I'm dropping a new album.
Yeah.
So this is like her 11th album. And it comes out tonight at midnight.
It's a lot. She has 11 albums already.
Yeah, she's got a lot of music. Music out there.
Well, how many is she like repurposed? For, like, I feel like there's the whole Taylor's version. So, like, does that count as a new album if it's the same songs?
I don't
think
that counts as a new album.
Does it not? I don't actually know the answer.
Because, like, Scooter Braun and a bunch of douches owned her music and she was upset about it. And I think it was like Kelly Clarkson or someone. Some celebrity said, just record all the songs again and tell every one of your fans not to buy the other stuff. And she was like, that's a great idea. So she went back and re-recorded everything that her old record label.
Hence Taylor's version.
Okay. Yeah, it was really, really smart.
Yeah, now she owns the masters to them all.
Anyway, the lead single on this album is called Fortnite, and it features...
Kelsey. I don't know.
Oh. No.
No.
He's not on the
Travis
album.
Is there songs about Travis Kelsey on
Probably. Her? She was dating him when she made this.
I would assume so. He's got to have a song or two.
Post Malone.
Oh, I like Posty.
I'm a Posty as well.
Yeah. He's gone full country, too, him and Beyonce.
I'm a Swiftie.
Posty's gone country?
Yeah, he's all country, man.
I didn't know that.
Well, he's on. He's got a country album, I think, doesn't he?
I think if he doesn't have one, he's releasing one. But he wears the cowboy hat, and he's all skinny now. He's also in the new Roadhouse movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's shirtless in it.
There's a song on Beyonce's new country album called Country... Carter, right? That's the album?
That's the new album, yeah.
There's a song on there. I think the best song on there is a song called Blue Jeans.
And also, it features
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
So I'm kind of excited about this. So the Swift, if you're a Swiftie and a Postie, your dream comes true tonight.
I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I enjoy a Taylor Swift song or two, but I will not be downloading the new Taylor Swift album.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I'll give it a spin, but I don't, you know.
What's the difference? Listening or downloading?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I think downloading is that you have it on your phone so that even when you don't have service, you still have it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give
I
it.
I never do that.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Sometimes. Because if you're going on an airplane or whatever, you know, you don't have Wi-Fi, I'll download. I have some things that are downloaded.
Here's somebody who says, don't give up on your suspicion, Rob. It is well known that fresh bark dust throws off the drug-sniffing dogs.
Really?
That's right.
Interesting. Controversy, but I think I'm going away from bark dust, and I think I'm going to do all rock in my yard.
So large rocks, gravel. What are we talking about here?
Like in this, your yard?
Well, in the backyard.
What are you 80?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
My God, that's an old person move.
Let me just say that the bark dust, it's very expensive, and my dog just kicks the hell out of it, and we have so much debris from the big trees in our and that fall on it that. The bark dust stops looking good after like a month, and then you can't really blow anything off the bark dust because it just blows the bark dust away. I only have amateur blowing needs. Yes. So I'm thinking about doing like a small pea where there's bark dust in the backyard. I'm thinking about doing just all like pea gravel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm about to go bark dust free in the backyard.
Now, I will tell you, I have gravel, little fine gravel.
Yep.
In a couple of areas,
mm-hmm.
And it is wonderful for, you know, just like leaf, just like blowing debris off of it.
Yes.
And then you can even rake it. It looks pretty nice.
Bark dust, while I love it, it doesn't last, and it's just expensive. I got some, a quote for land bark dust in the yard, because I actually, my house isn't very big, but it's on a decent lot. The lot's worth more than the house is. It's just, when did bark dust become beef jerky?
What's the quote? Let me hear it. Because I know what it costs at my house.
It's a lot.
How much?
To clean the debris, because like you got to rake up some of the old stuff and smooth it out and then put down new bark in the front and back, they wanted like over $3,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, whoa.
Landscape guy just texted me. He said, don't do pea gravel.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll get back to him in the break. See what he said. I'll get you some info.
So I think if it's going with like a...
He does mine for like $300.
A lot more bark than that. A lot of bark. I got a lot of bark area.
$400?
And lays it?
Yeah. They come out. They spread it all nice and clean. It's great.
Yeah. I got way more bark here.
Dude, that's a rip. Get another quote. That's a rip. Seriously, $3,000? Get out of here. You can go get it on your... You know, sometimes they'll just drop it on your driveway, and then you can go spread it yourself.
Yeah, and I got a wheelbarrow it out there and all
yeah.
that.
Well, you're a big, tough guy. You can do that. Yeah. Not interested?
No. No, I'm not.
You little bitch.
Yeah.
Because these bitches be high maintenance.
There's just, like I said, there is a lot of area to spread.
You guys sound so old, but I'm taking notes on downloads. Whatever, dude. You'll be there someday. Yeah, tell your idiot son to spread the bark.
Hey, get your ass out there. You're getting a
free t-shirt.
Yeah, a free t-shirt. Let's go spread some bark.
Now, here's a guy who's already offering you a pretty good deal from Portland Sand and Gravel. He's got you.
Bark dust is expensive.
Yeah, I don't think $3,000.
And I don't like that you have to keep redoing the bark dust. I'm looking for a more permanent solution.
Well, I will say there are some areas where we have rocks, mm-hmm. and it's actually kind of hard to keep debris, like leaves and stuff. Like, they just get caught in there. Mm-hmm. So you really have to kind of hand pick it. That can be a problem. It just depends on how big the rocks are.
Yeah.
So beware of that.
Well, I already have a lot of rock.
I'm a landscape expert.
And now I'm thinking about doing more rock.
All right.
I don't think my dog is going to be happy about it, but
you and Maude across the street are going to bond.
Yep.
Over your rock yards.
Yeah, you know. Hey, man.
Boy, I said nothing says olds live here like rock yards.
Bark, the maintenance on the bark is just, it's too much. It's too much, man. And they kind of like every year, it's like, hey, you got to have more bark. I need a more permanent bark solution.
All right, well, anyway, got viral video news coming up next. We'll get to that when we return. It is 6:20 on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just got a text from my buddy, and he used to live out on 10 acres out in Battleground. He just texted me and said, I don't want to hear it. The last time I bark dusted at my old house, it was $12,000.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. What?
12 G's.
How rich is that guy? And he paid it?
Oh, my God.
He had a big landscaping bill.
What? Yes.
It's a nice piece of property. It's 12 grand. So apparently he told me I'm not allowed. I should just shush. Yeah,
dude, mine's like $300.
Landscaping at big places is, it can be really, really expensive.
No, no.
If you live if you live on acreage and not like in the woods, like you actually live on acreage that needs to be maintained, you'd be shocked at some of the just the monthly upkeep bills that you can get on those sorts of things.
Yeah, I just don't, even if I'm rich,
This guy says, I would just not bark dust at that
yes.
point.
Yes. Yes. I'm not paying 12 grand for bark. Just leave it.
It's like, nope. Not doing it.
You think anybody ever comes along and goes, oh, man, if only this place had bark dust. No.
Bark dust is great.
It is, but not for $12,000.
That's a lot. That's...
Dude, that's like a dog surgery.
So which would you have, dog surgery or 10 beautifully bark dusted acres?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, for me, they're both kind of a no, but...
Well, for you, you've paid for one and not the other.
I lost that battle. My wife, I tell you this, my wife ain't letting me pay $12,000 for freaking bark dust.
This is what gets me when I do the bark dust. Like I said, if I could keep the bark dust for like a year and it was looked great, but you spread the bark dust.
Mine's I do it once a year.
Do you, so exactly, right? So you do it once a year, and I don't know about you, but like the big evergreen trees in my yard, and these two big like 100-foot evergreen trees, and they drop pine cones, pine needles, and the little sticks, and before you know it,
it's covered.
Like, my bark dust doesn't even look good anymore. It just, and like...
You don't rake it up, and...
Well, how do you rake up all that stuff without just wrecking the bark dust?
Delicately.
And then my dog comes along, and he kicks at it and rolls in it, and so I pay that for a... If I pay for bark dust... Then I feel like a month later, I'm like, what did I just pay? It looks great for a very brief period of time. And then I'm back to like, Whereas the rock, at least, I can just, you know, I blow it all to like one corner and, you know, you can burn some weeds. That's the other thing about rock, as someone did said, if you had like a little blowtorch, you can just burn away your weeds. It's kind of fun.
My landscape guy says rock is a commitment and you have to do it right. And you have to lay fabric and it's going to be expensive.
Yeah. But it's a one-time cost.
Now, if you rock, do you also rock chalk?
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay. And he said pea gravel's too small. It gets kicked around, and it's very messy.
What about, like, the little, like, I've seen, like, on golf courses where they have little smooth rock that on walking paths, it's not really pea gravel, but it's, you know, it seems very walkable.
Well, that's what I was talking about when I was talking about stuff at my house. Maybe he's still listening and can tell me what that is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it's called. But
I need something. That
was great.
Because I can't do, because I have a bunch of river rock elsewhere in the yard. But I need something that my dog can run around in and not, he needs something to frolic in. And we have a patch of grass, but I don't want him to have just an entire yard of rock.
Now, how many yards of bark do you need?
Dude, I think it's like 14 yards.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of bark.
Well, maybe you can cut down the trees. And leave a hole in the sky.
Boy, what would it cost to cut down, actually be three, cut down 300...
On the welcome site in the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
What'd you say? How much what?
How much would it cost to cut down three giant-ass evergreen trees?
Are you even allowed to? Certain places you need permits.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, yeah.
But people do it, but you need to. They don't like it when you chop down big Oregon trees.
Yes. Well, this would be Washington trees, but I'm...
or big Washington trees.
But. I'm guessing that they would just... You know, poop their knickers.
It'd be a lot.
At these, you know, whatever, 60, 70, I don't know how. I mean, just, you know.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
I have black quarter minus, is what my guy says.
Black quarter minus?
Yeah.
That's what you got?
Yeah, and it's great. It looks sharp, stays clean, easy to keep clean.
All right.
You weed it a little bit. Thing. And it's wonderful. And it's not that expensive. Yeah.
Someone's saying at least 10 G's a piece to cut down those trees.
Whoa.
So 30K to cut down the trees. You know what?
Buddy who pays $12,000 for bark can pay for it.
The pine cones are it drives me crazy. There are so many pine cones that fall in my yard. I mean, they, like, you can't even count them. So I just blow them all to one side of the, like, against the fence. Like one side over by the murder shed.
You know what you need.
So if someone needs like a quarter ton of pine cones, I got you.
If you're not willing to do the work, you need a landscape company. Just let them come do the monthly. Seriously. Yeah, they'll come over and they'll make it look all pretty.
Yeah.
You'll feel great about it. It will protect your investment into $3,000 of bark, and you'll be good. Just pay it.
Except the bark is still going to last all of a month.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I think you'd be surprised. Mm. You got those guys come out every month. They'll make it look nice.
I don't think you understand the pine needles and pine cone situation that I have going on.
Well, and the first, it can't be that much. That's what those guys do.
Oh, we'll see.
I'll
kick it around. Either that or, you know what, just say to hell with the backyard. Just let it go.
You could do that, too. Or you could do a putting green.
There you
just
go.
Just do that.
Putting on the Ritz.
Well, I guess that, well, those are easy to, I mean, you can leaf blow that. All
I
that
will
stuff
tell you
there.
That one of the, like, there's a whole side yard on the side of the house that takes up a lot of that bark dust area. And it's not really good for anything because it's, I don't know, it's like maybe 11 to 12 feet wide and then like 25 feet long. So it's like this weird long space. And I have thought about doing the, like a putting green slash net where I can go out there and hit balls. Because right now, it's just the side of the yard with a bunch of bark where my dog goes and does his business and like buries things.
Dogs can pee on the putting greens too.
Yeah, they, you know.
Just let it's
well. I would put up some sort of gate, because that's his area where he dominates the dojo right now, and I'm guessing he would not take kindly to me, you know, putting up a golf simulator, and he, you don't want to mess with.
What if you hung like a little rake on the dog's neck?
It just happened.
And as he rolled around sniffing things, it just raked everything up.
I like where we're going with this. Yeah. I could probably put something. He's like 160 pounds. I could probably put like some sort of plow up behind him.
Or you could probably just carry something that, like, even bigger. I'm thinking like a plow?
Yeah, a plow.
So you know how like the dog shows they have like the working group? Like what kind of a group was your dog breed in? Like, does he have a history of working the grounds?
I don't know what Akitas have going on. Like, they were Japanese royalty dogs. I'm not certain if they're used to working.
Sometimes they're like defenders. Sometimes they're workers. Sometimes they're companions.
I will say this, and I'm not kidding. I think he was Vietnamese in a former life because he sets booby traps.
Oh.
Like Vietnam level traps. He digs holes in the ground to hide his toys. Right. He's got all these little stuffed animals, and he hides them all. Sometimes, by the way, he does it really well. And that son of a gun will go and dig a hole. And I'm not talking about a little small hole either. You're talking like a 12-inch wide, probably 12-inch deep hole. And that son of a gun will put a little toy in the bottom of it. By the way, like a hard plastic toy, like the little bamboo spikes. And then he covers the hole with like sticks and other debris. He like kicks stuff over it. And so you're walking along in the yard not paying attention, and you step in that damn thing, and you blow out a knee.
Yeah, that's a knee or an ankle waiting to happen.
I have almost ended my life, or at least been maimed, a half a dozen times. And the best part is, when you go down to the ground and you start yelling, he runs over to you, and you know what he does? He just picks the toy up out of the hole and then runs off in the other direction. His concern is not that you've been hurt. It's that you've now discovered his toy. And he must now take it to another area of the yard to hide it.
Confirmed, the Akita is, in fact, in the working group.
There you go. I like where we're going with this.
We're on to something.
Like, buddy, it's time to start earning your keep around here.
Yeah, one of our listeners, he said that he pays $175 a month for his yard guy. And he claims it's way better than a maid and cook put together.
That's spendy, though. But, yeah, I mean.
Dude, they're great, those services.
You get it all dialed in.
Well, yeah, and I think he's right. Like, a maid. Now, it'd be cool to have, like, a personal chef or cook, but who has that other than rich people?
Yeah.
For us peasants, we can't afford that.
No.
And my wife's a really good cook, so I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
But I would think that for a maid, like, would I rather have a yard guy or a house cleaner? 100% yard guy.
Yard guy. Because I will say, like, the areas of my yard, like, I had a nice, the Vulcan guys, we put in a great patio, and I've got a good fire pit going, and so that part's great. But the actual, like, upkeep on the yard is a mother bear. It really is, and it's hard to keep clean, and it's hard to keep it, you know, weed and all that. And maybe they're onto something. Maybe that is a good expenditure. Although I will say that I don't know how that would go over, because, you know, the BTJ kind of takes care of everything inside, and then I'm supposed to take care of everything outside. wonder how that would go over if I just outsource that. Be like, hey, I got the outside. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, ahead. I'm just going to pay $160 a month to some guys. And then she's like, yeah, well, I'm going to pay $300 a month for a maid.
What if I told her, honey, we're not going out this weekend? Yeah, that money has been reallocated.
Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
We've had to make some budgetary decisions, and we'll be staying in the backyard to barbecue in the new pristine backyard.
I don't have a big enough yard to warrant that, but I have had in the past, and it's wonderful. Mm. And they make it look all nice, and you love it when they show up.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about it. And they edge, you know, like your yard and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They edge for you.
Yeah.
Just looks all...
Well, when you buy a...
They know all the tricks.
When you buy an older house on a big piece of... It's not property, but it's, you know, on a big lot. Way bigger than most, you know, the new houses. And you're like, oh, look at all these trees. What they don't tell you is you're in for it. Like, just be prepared. It's way more than you think.
We got to reset the BTJ thing real quick.
Yeah.
When you call your lady BTJ...
Yeah. Big time
the people want to know what that means.
It's big time Japanese.
We keep getting asked about that.
Yeah, we keep getting it. And the Isachi. Every once in a while, you just got to bring people along. Got to reset these bits. Isachi.
It's the best thing that's happened in my relationship. It's that my mother, who is like a 73-year-old Swedish lady that doesn't know any better, she's very proud of the fact that her grandkids are Korean and that she calls my special lady friend her daughter-in-law. She's very happy to tell anyone that's of Asian descent that her grandkids and her daughter-in-law are indeed Asian. So when she was at the hospital, the doctor came in, and his name was Dr. Yoshida. My mom called him Dr. Yoda because, well, it to her, same thing. And when she asked what kind of Asian it was, and he said Japanese, she said, oh, my daughter-in-law is not just Japanese. She's big-time Japanese.
So that's why we call her BTJ.
And the moment I heard that, I was like, holy hell. Like, BTJ, big time Japanese.
Now, here's a good point from a listener who says, you got to take into account the age of your kids. I'd much rather do yard work and pay for house cleaning. See what I mean? Like, because if you got younger kids, they're in the house.
Yeah.
You want to be out there doing yard work.
Oh, God.
You know, you want to be away from those little S-heads.
Boy, I'm not going to lie. I know this is a very unmanly thing. I don't mind doing yard work. Like, I don't mind cutting the grass and whatnot, but... Dude, the minutiae of it and taking care of a big yard sucks.
Yeah, just making it look... Yeah, if it's big, it's tough.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
And if I didn't have the trees, I think it'd be fine, but it's just... It overwhelms me.
Hey, I have big tree news coming up next.
Someone said black guy incoming. No, by the way,
black
she actually...
Guy?
Well...
There's a black guy coming?
Black guy. The best part is, you know who loves the BTJ? The BTJ! She thinks it's fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's like a compliment. Yeah. Big time. She's big time.
When I told her the story of being called big time Japanese, she thought it was adorable. So no, believe it or not, the one thing that she actually approves of that I won't get hit for is calling her BTJ.
So I have big tree news. This is very shocking viral video that has been making the rounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it involves a tree. You seen this yet?
No.
You know what I'm talking about yet? No.
One of my trees?
You down? Well, they do often say that when you want to take down a tree, just wait. Mother Nature will do it for you.
Yeah, I've had two of them come down in the 8 years that I've lived there.
Well, it's like the old... Yeah, all right. Well, we have to break. Buckley called me off that next story that I was going to lead us down another rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole.
Buckley with sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec coming up next, 15 minutes away. That viral video I was telling you about is pretty wild. It is two dads that are hanging out outside of one of their houses in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like, I think it was Monday of this week, but or maybe it was last weekend. Anyway, they're hanging out outside sipping a cocktail and hanging out by the fire, you know, as we all tend to do sometimes.
Absolutely.
If we have a fire.
Big fan.
Yeah, and a tree, dude, a giant freaking tree falls squarely on where they were sitting.
Oh, gosh.
And I mean squarely.
Did they scramble out?
Yes, because they heard it.
What do I look up?
They were in Virginia.
Okay, Virginia tree, maybe?
Dad's dodge tree death in Virginia. That's what I'd Google.
Okay, I'm working it.
Because there are a couple of dads. And the kids, luckily, weren't out there. But, yeah, dude, this tree, of course they heard it. Like, imagine falling trees if they were silent.
Yeah, it's no good.
You know, imagine if they were silent. How many more tree deaths we would have.
Yeah, this is like my thing about, like, falling trees, I put in the same category as trains. How do you not hear them? Like,
well, sometimes you're sleeping.
That is true. But if you're outside, and, you
know, or you're in your car, sometimes yeah. You hear people, you know, they get, yeah, maybe you don't hear it if you're in your car.
In general, though, it's a really loud noise.
Very
it's like
loud.
All this snapping and cracking.
Yeah, it doesn't just, but imagine if it was silent.
Yeah. You know, more people were dying.
But these guys lived. They just dove into a bush together.
Yeah, I see it right here. We almost died.
Isn't that wild? Dude, that would have hit both of those guys square in the dome. As a matter of fact, one guy pointed out that one of the cinder blocks from the fireplace came off.
Oh, gosh.
And it would have flown right into his head and killed him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is... that's close. I mean, that's like within one Mississippi of them getting up when that thing comes down.
Shockingly close.
Yes.
And for it to fall directly on where they were sitting.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, you're dead 100%. There's just no way. The one guy may not have, but the one guy may have been all right, but the one guy's dead for sure. By the way, kudos for that guy to having his faculties about him, because, look, if you catch me out... I have a lot of fires in my backyard. That's one of my favorite places to sit. And it is right in between the two big trees. I'm not certain if you catch me in the right mood if I'm having the wherewithal to move out of the way.
Yeah.
I got some speakers going. I got a cigar. God knows how deep I am into the Irish whiskey at that point. I'm not certain that I'm just bailing out of there like that.
Well, then you'd be dead.
Wow.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, do you see what Dwayne just texted us?
Dwayne?
Our man, Dwayne.
No.
Well, first of all, he said he's so tired of doing yard work because all of his clippings don't fit into the recycle bin.
Oh, yeah.
That he's pouring concrete for a pickleball court. And now that pickleball. I respect.
That's a commitment. Also, speaking of pickleball, it is growing. Like, Nike now... I'm like, does Nike send you little emails? Are you part of like the, you know, like the Nike.com promotions or whatever. I get little emails.
I don't
like,
think so.
I get little emails. Oh, we're having sales or whatever. Nike has an entire line now dedicated to pickleball.
Yeah, it's the fastest growing sport in the U.S.
Including pickleball shoes. And I'm like,
let's go.
Really? Like, you need pickleball shoes?
Yeah, what's man. The new
pickleball shoes and, like, just normal shoes? I'm convinced that half of the hobbies that we have are just so that we can buy things. We like to just cosplay. Golf is this way. Golf may be the number one sport when it comes to this. I need new golf shoes, and I need a new clubs, and I got to get the new driver, and then I got to wear these pants.
It's definitely expensive.
Yes.
But you do need separate golf shoes because you want grip.
Yeah. But then the golf shoes that you have aren't good enough because these golf shoes over here, well, these are better. This is the new model, Rob. The balance that you get out of these.
I don't know about balance, but it is about comfort because you're walking a lot. Golf shoes have to be comfortable. Like the old days of old golf shoes that were super uncomfortable. I mean, I can't believe guys used to play in that.
It's kind of the same as dress shoes now, right? I mean, dress shoes used to be awful and uncomfortable, and now they've found ways to make them soft-soled, right. And you're going to be in them all day. Right. Like, why should we be miserable?
But anyway, what I want to tell you, what Dwayne's text, the best part of Dwayne's text, is he says that when Puka Nacua was on the Pat McAfee show, he confirmed that not only is soaking a thing at BYU.
It can't be real. It just can't be.
He said they earthquake.
Yeah, that's where.
Now, do you know earthquaking?
Well, we've talked about it.
We have?
I think we have, or at least someone texted when we were talking about it. I think
there might be soaking going on.
I was not even aware that soaking was a thing at BYU.
So, yeah. So, Suk went to BYU, and he claims that soaking is not a thing. I mean, come on, dude.
I had never heard of it.
So, soaking is when, well, Mormons are forbidden from having sex. So
premarital, yeah.
Premarital sex, right. Yeah. So, the dude will lay on top of the girl, and he'll
just sit there.
They'll insert and soak, not move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so earthquaking, and I looked it up. An unmarried Mormon couple go to the top bunk on a set of bunk beds. Mm-hmm. The Mormon dude insert, but
he starts
holds
soaking.
Still because you can't thrust.
Yeah.
And then a third person gets on the bottom bunk and kicks the top bunk so the couple can experience the movement.
This just can't be
the mental gymnastics to not do the real gymnastics is so silly.
It can't be a thing.
I think that's a thing.
I can't.
And quite frankly, very innovative.
Yes, it is impressive and innovative, but it can't be a thing. There's just no way.
Puka Nacua said it was.
Is he doing bits?
He's doing bits.
He's doing bits. It's Pat McAfee. He's doing bits.
So is McAfee obsessed with soaking or something? He brings it up to every Mormon guest he has on?
You're obsessed with it. You've brought it up on this program no less than 100 times.
Well, I just think they should be called the Utah Soakers. Or what if they call them the Utah Earthquake? And no one knows the difference. Everybody's like, oh, they don't really have a lot of earthquakes in Utah. Well, oh, yes, they do.
Now, to be fair, I did not hang out with anyone that would soak. I hung out with degenerates that shouldn't have been on the campus and women that shouldn't have been on the campus as well.
You're no expert
on this. Can't. Maybe it's possible.
Our next host, Andrew Nemec, says he lived in Idaho Falls, and he says that soaking is 100% a thing based on what he learned about the population there.
Yeah, it has to be. I'm not mad at it. I mean, the church may be mad at it.
Look, sure they are.
I have seen plenty of mental gymnastics during my time at BYU about what people are willing and not willing to do. That is true. But me personally,
They're merely humans.
I was not aware of soaking in my 5 years in the magical place that is Provo, Utah.
Well, coming up next, a detailed report on soaking and earthquaking from Andrew.
Yes.
And whoever he has on his show tonight. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Excuse me.
Red ships of Spain.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.